Yes.
I'm happy to be here because I'm from Edo State. But I just want to ask question because of that my brother. I'm an assembly too.
You came from?
From Edo State.
Edo? Yes. God bless you.
Thank you, sir. Sir, many of us, we want to run from our church because I'm an assembly too.
You want to run?
From that church.
Why?
Because my pastor, they fuck up.
Your pastor is fucking up.
They fuck up.
He's fucked up.
Yes. Because I told him about the serpent seed and
yes.
the baptism. He disagreed. So, I tell him, say, for the baptism, you baptize in the name of Jesus. But he tell me, say, why Jesus Christ, why he said that for Matthew 19, say, may they baptize by the name of the Father, the name of the Son, and the name of the Holy Spirit. I try to convince him, he's saying a lie. I said, tell him about the serpent seed. I said, I don't believe about all these branches. He said, any church will not get branch, might escape from my dear life. I start to laugh at him because he never gets the real confidence. I even buy 7 CDs for him. He not believe. But I find the way I will say, come out. I not get any church to go where they speak the truth, just like you.
For Edo?
Yes.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
First and foremost, I want you to listen and listen very well. That man that you went to meet, now church in the servo, no be God. The way he will answer you is based on the person we send them to that branch to head. That is what you'll be preaching. Assemblies of God as it is, they have their articles of faith. And you cannot go outside of that. They will kick you out. Not only Assemblies of God, but all denominations. So he's the wrong person to go and meet. You want him to do something different from what Assemblies of God that employed him. Remember, he's employed. He's not called by God. It's the person that employs you, you'll be loyal to. Is the church that employed him. You want him to say something, they will dismiss him. Then you go and get food chop. Ha! So he's not fucking up. He is protecting his stomach. Amen. He's telling you that any church that does not believe in branches is a runaway from it.
Yes.
So which branch did Peter have? Which branch did Paul have? Where was his headquarters? Praise God.
Hallelujah.
So you know, that's not the right person for you to meet. There are some people that some of them are honest. There are some of these pastors that will tell you, oh boy, I see him. But you see, the setting I am now, we can't do it like that. And the person that is talking like that is already looking for his own way of escaping too from the system. But since he never sure what he go chop if he leave, he go remain there. But he no go talk about them. You know, some of them are very smart. But like this one, we talk so. Amen. You know, they are not the right people for you to go and meet. I agree with you that so many people are listening to us all over the world, and then the same problem you have is what a lot of people have. Where else would they go and worship? And this is always my answer for all of you watching us everywhere. If you listen to this ministry, what we teach, we are not teaching to expand our territory. We are teaching to achieve only one thing, to establish a relationship between the individual and God. Hallelujah. Amen. So that whether you are in fellowship with some people or not, fellowship is first and foremost with the Father. The Bible says so. And there are people that have fellowship with church members and they have no fellowship with the Father. But if you have fellowship with the Father, you are secured. He will lead you by himself. And I am telling you, that is the reason why at this point in time God is raising ministries like this and giving us platforms like this channel that are being watched all over the world to satisfy, you know, the desire of most true children of God all over the world. I have traveled around in so many places. All over, I have traveled and I have met people. I told you, I say, when I went to Spain, I say, a month or 2 months ago, I say, the people that I was going to meet there, they are all of them are people who were watching us on our channel in Spain. And I was so moved as I came out of the arrival hall of the airport and they were there to receive me. And the outburst of so many of them. And then, you know, all of them, they started singing, "Our eyes of understanding He has opened up at last, and true victory is ours. We are chained down in the past. True jubilee has sounded, and we have responded to our God. Who's original?
Please,
can you hear me now? Yes. They were all shouting, "Our eyes of understanding have been opened." And it started one by one, and God started linking. Next year, I will be going to ordain their pastor there. And I've gone to several other places and I've ordained them. I've ordained, I think one of them is here now. Pastor God, you wave your hand for them. Eh? Two years ago, in Austria, it's in Vienna, I have gone to Germany, I've ordained them there. All of them watching us. In Holland, I've gone there, I've ordained them. They are all gathered, they are on fire for this truth. Don't think you are alone. Praise the Lord. One of these days, you will see those who believe with you. God will lead you. Which town are you in, Edo?
From Benin.
Benin? Yes. Meet me, I'll give you address. Yes?
God bless you, sir. Please, I want to emphasize on one thing about this church. I think this church is privileged. I mean the members of this church, because I've been to churches. They are not being given opportunity to ask questions when there is problem.
Clap for me now. No, clap for me. Where? And they will stand like this. They answer question.
So it's a very great privilege.
Thank you very much.
Sir, my question goes this way. You preached about churches calling on their church when there is, on the name of their church, when there is problem. So I know within me that a lot of people here, they will be wondering or they will be surprised hearing from you like that. So also me. So I want us to be cleared concerning this issue, because many churches now believe maybe on their pastor's God or their church God or something like that. So based on the Bible passages, I saw where Elisha called on the God of Elijah when there was trouble, and the God answered. And another passage in the Bible told Moses concerning what he will say to the children of Israel when they ask him. So right now I am kind of confused about the whole thing. Is it good for us to call on the God of the church, or to call on the God of the pastor, or to call on Jesus? So I want to...
Listen, okay, it's good that you give me opportunity to clarify this. Listen. There is one time, God introduced himself. He said, "I am the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob." He said, "That is my name." Listen. Now, Now, when you read the scripture, you make sure you study and pray that God will grant you understanding. When he said, I am the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, he said, that is my name. It simply means he's telling you, I am a covenant-keeping God. Now, yes, you can, because you know of the grace of God in a man, and you know that God is with that man, you can decide, oh God of Pastor Moses. Now listen, you will say it not because I have taught you that. I didn't teach you as a doctrine or as a commandment or as a tradition of this church, where I will say, if you have any problem, just say, God of Pastor Moses. Just say, God of Bride Assembly. Now, they mean two different things. Now, listen. I have had cause to challenge my call when certain situation came up. And I say, when you go at so time, you go and say, Father, Pastor Moses say I should do this. I say, call my name. And I say, and if it doesn't happen, then call me a false man of God. Now, but I didn't say anytime you want to pray. This is why you should be saying, they mean two different things. What we are trying to do is to promote the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Because that is the name that is given to us for salvation, for healing, for deliverance. At the mention of that name, every knee bows. And everyone, watch all the denominational pastors. When they have their due, before they talk, pa, 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 they will tell you, Daddy say, you remember how Daddy used to say, they are referring to their due. Christ Embassy will say, you know, Pastor used to teach us, you know, Pastor used to, they will always refer to their Jew. They will always refer to their Jew because he has called them to promote his ministry. If you don't do that, you are no lawyer. And that is the kind of mentality that is trying to enter Christianity, and God is raising some of us to knock that thing off. It doesn't give glory to God. We should give all glory to him. Yes, sister?
Praise God. So my question is on the water baptism. Because I'm once a Catholic before. So when I came to Lagos, I heard about the water baptism, the mansion, so I was baptized. And now, when I understand the really, that in what I was practicing before and now, I just changed now. But now my question is, when I travel, because in my family, all of us, we are just Catholic. And then I'm just like another person to them, because the way they do their things and they pray, everything is separate. So when I was now telling the preacher about water baptism, they were not telling me how everything is the same. We don't have sprinkling or a mansion, because in the village, you know, we don't have stream. So, okay, my mother was like asking me, which river? We should go now to baptize, since we don't have any river in our village. So every all of them is the same. That even whether in the name of Jesus Christ or God the Father and God the Son, all of them is the same. So I was like, even now, the trouble, the way they take me, because I don't follow them again. I don't know. I don't know what to answer them.
Wait, let me quickly. I am a bit curious about something. You caught a revelation and you have saved yourself.
Yes.
Why are you worried about what people think about you? Why is it an issue?
I'm not saying
I come from a family where all of them, most of them, Muslims. And I'm even a pastor now. And somebody wants to come back and open Quran for me.
What I'm
I don't understand. So, I don't understand.
I want them to be saved too. I want them to go to the revelation.
You want them to be saved. Then you are like a fisherman. So look for the best way to catch your fish. And you don't catch a fish with a naked hook. You don't go to preach to somebody to leave his church by telling his church is bad. He will never listen to you. So that's the approach. That's why you are entering arguments. So there are some faith people that you know. These people will not believe. So you go with prayer. God knows how to do something that will make them listen to you. But don't go and preach to somebody and then begin to let them say their church is a bad church. When they sound your face, you go, no. Praise God. So pray that God will give you wisdom to catch them, but intercede for them.
Another question is, I believe that once someone is baptized, and that person will receive the Holy Ghost, but some case, when somebody is still baptized, as in the mansion baptism, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, see, that person is not even receive the Holy Ghost. I don't know what is the problem.
No, you continue to pray for the Holy Ghost. Continue to pray. Certainly, he who led you so far to justify you, he will certainly take you to the next stage for the baptism of the Holy Ghost. You can receive it instantly when you come out of the water. Some even receive the Holy Ghost before they go inside the water. But certainly, everyone that shall be saved will go through this process. You'll be justified and you receive the Holy Ghost. And please, quickly, in your village, do they bath?
Yes, sir.
Where do they get the water? Where do they take bath?
Borehole.
Okay. Is there any river here?
No, sir.
No river, but we baptize here. Yes. It's from borehole water too. We bring water from borehole, put it inside where it can cover people, and we baptize them. That's all. Okay. So that is no reason for them to be sprinkling water.
Thank you, sir.
God bless you. Yes?
Hello, sir.
God bless you.
I was arrested by God. Maybe God arrested me for tender age. Say, leave your parents, come and serve me.
Sorry. But, let me hear your terminology.
I said, for example, now I was.
No, wait.
Let me just.
Hold on now. I want to hear you very well. You say you were born a Christian.
No, I said, maybe I was young, tender age. God brought me and said, come and serve me, my son.
Why, God call you to
yes,
serve
come
him.
And serve me, my son.
Okay.
Why you are not baptized? And God is using you mightily. I use myself for example. God, you see, maybe use me mightily. I'm hearing his voice. I send a message, I go. But I'm not baptized. Now, confused, sir. In the end of the name, let me say, after getting old age, I died. Now, God take away my life. God judge me because I was not baptized when I was on earth. Say, no heaven for you. But why is he speaking to me? Why is he using me? I hear him speak to me. Open my eyes, I see. Now, God judge me because I was not baptized when I was on earth.
Praise the Lord. You know why I'm laughing? I was going to answer you through one way, but I said it would be too hard if I go that way. You know what I wanted to tell you? There was a time that God needed something to use to talk to a mad prophet, Balaam. Do you remember the story? Talk to microphone.
No, sir.
Do you know the story of Balaam?
No.
Okay. Balaam is a prophet.
Yeah. I know the story.
You remember now?
Yeah.
Then, God told him not to go and curse the children of Israel when Balaam was hiring him. But because of the gift, it disturbed God. If he can go, God said, oh yeah, go. But while he was going, God was going to send his angel to kill him. And an animal was used by the same God to talk to Balaam. Animal was anointed. Animal heard God. Animal saw vision. Praise the Lord. Amen. Remember that Matthew chapter 11 verse 28. Do you know that scripture? All evangelists know that scripture. What does it say? Okay. Praise God. Which church do you attend, sir?
It's one of his dead church like that. It's one of his dead church.
Useless church.
Useless church.
But the voice that speaks to you does not tell you which church to go.
This is the church. This is our church. Since I've come to the church.
Since when?
I joined this church. It was a day where we have called my pastor, a prophet called my name at the church. That if somebody gets so soon, they should come out. When I came out, he made sure the pastor where I came from. I heard him, and he said the church is an occultic church. And since then, I started joining to join people. I joined these ministries in City Most now.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Anyway, because I thought you are a scripture-based Christian. That's why I wanted to use scripture to answer you. But let me just quickly summarize it this way. There is the anointing of the Holy Ghost and there is the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Okay? The anointing of the Holy Ghost is when God wants to do anything around and he finds anybody available, he will anoint you to do the thing he wants you to do, and he can even use a madman on the road to deliver message to people. And he can use an animal to speak to a prophet. That has nothing to do with salvation, that you are gifted, that you are hearing voice, because Babalaos, they hear voice too. Praise God. I wanted to use Bible before to answer. I wanted to show you some scriptures, but I think I should just explain it this way. So, and one evidence of the Holy Ghost is that it will lead you to all truth. You see? So, when you have the Holy Ghost, supposedly the Holy Ghost, and it's not leading you to all truth, then something is wrong with that spirit that you have received. Secondly, the Holy Ghost is given to us to cause us to live a life that is pleasing before God. It is a power that transforms a sinner to a saint. So, when you see yourself seeing vision, hearing from God, mighty miracles, signs and wonders happening, and you still see yourself living a dirty life, you are still fornicating, committing adultery, drink alcohol, yet that gift is still flowing yabu yabu. That is evidence that something is wrong with that call. You are only anointed. Amen. You are a servant of God, not a son of God. There's a difference between a servant of God and a son of God. Are you a servant?
I'm a son.
You're a son. So, how can you be a son when your sins have not been remitted? All that the Father has given me will come to me. Salvation by assumption. Don't do that. Apostle Peter therefore said, make your calling and election sure. And he said, many are called, a few are chosen. Anybody, God can call anybody and he will anoint you. But those his own, he chooses, he gives them the Holy Ghost. The power that can make them live a life pleasing before God. That's the baptism of the Holy Ghost. God bless you.
Praise the Lord. Pastor, God bless you, sir.
Thank you.
I want to ask you this question, Pastor. I have this, it's a revelation. I have this revelation, it's like 4 months ago. But while I sat down here, when that brother was asking questions, so the revelation now came to me, and I was feeling somehow to ask you that.
Go ahead.
So that maybe you can, I don't know. So I have this revelation. At a time, I begin to cry. I was telling God, it's like I'm praying for the nation. I was asking God that, this, I don't know why sin is too much in this world. That the world you have created have turned upside down. That sin is too much. I don't know what is happening to this country. That God should have mercy. I was like, I was so bored. I'm not happy at all. Within myself, even to eat at that moment, I was too angry that what is happening in this world is too much. So after 3 days, I had this revelation. I saw a man. So the man dressed like this skin, animal skin, something. He tied it on the waist with the sandal, all this leather sandal. He wore it. The rope reached this place. So when I saw the man, I says, "I want to ask you something." No, it's okay. So I started asking him. Say, I don't know why sin is too much in this world. That what is happening, I'm not happy again. So he was telling me that the reason why is that he said, he gave me an example. He said that like a tree, if they brought a tree and they begin to cut it, they will cut and push that one and say, go and multiply. They will cut another tree again, another one inside that tree. They will cut it, or yeah, go. If they cut and say, go and multiply, go and multiply. He said, that is how sin started. That is how sin started. I say, he said, yes, so that is the reason why. I now ask him, so, okay, what of you? That he, what of you now? He said, no, he don't want because of. I said, why didn't you want? He said, because of that sin. You don't want it. And now, when I woke up in that revelation, I was praying. I said, I don't understand this revelation, but I don't know.
You are
so it's like yesterday, I mean 3 days ago, I was talking with somebody. So we are discussing. I was giving that person, the sister, the revelation. And I say, that maybe that is how things like in my church. He said, that is why. Chedi, I'm a member of Bride Assembly. I say, yes. He said, maybe the reason why Pastor Moses doesn't want to have a branch. Something like that. So, I don't know. When I sat down here, I said, let me ask this thing so that I will be free.
Well, I just want, your revelation is very clear. It's trying to tell you, to answer your prayer, that sin will continue to multiply. And truly, as the years go by from the Garden of Eden, sin has been multiplying. God wiped the world with a flood, started with Noah and his children. Now we are here again, billions of people on earth. Sin is multiplying, evil is multiplying. And so when you are asking why there is so much sin, it is trying to tell you, you have not seen enough yet. The thing that is producing the sin, it is something that is producing it and causing it to multiply and multiply and multiply. And you can see without a revelation that nothing will decrease. Evil will continue. Sin will continue. Satan is in an agenda. That's the reason why I've been preaching a message that I titled here, Separation to Unite. Yes, there must be separation, and the process of separation is going on now. So that you will understand the scripture in 2 Corinthians chapter 6 from verse 14, where he said, be ye not unequally yoked with unbeliever. And he shouted, come out of her, my people, and don't be partaker of her sins. We try to let the Christians know that we must not be part of the nonsense that is going on. And to also let you know that darkness has entered the church. The church is becoming more and more worldly. Worldly system has entered the church. And the church now, there's no difference between Christians and unbelievers outside. Everything happening out there is in the church. In fact, the church now is a pace setter for worldly fashions. When you see church now reduced to where they will bring comedian to the pulpit to be causing people to laugh. I saw one, they say, Aboki for Christ. and all that thing going on by respected churches. I saw it. So don't think I'm not. Worldly musicians are brought to come and entertain in the church. Now nothing you receive free again. The church now is a commercial venture. See, until there are some churches that before you enter, you pay gate fee. Before you see man of God, you pay. They are packaging water and selling for 5,000 naira, one small bottle. All everywhere, they sell handkerchief for thousands of naira. Everything that is about money making. So what do you need again? Do you need prophecy to know that the end is near? And watch the Middle East. What is happening in the Middle East? Amen. All the nations around Israel, they are breaking. But Israel is awakening. Nations are breaking. Israel's awakening. The signs that the prophet foretold. The Gentile is numbered with hallows and combat. Eternity soon will unfold. Hallelujah! The day of redemption is near. Men's hearts are failing from fear.
Be filled
with a spirit. Your lamps clean and clear. Look up, your redemption is near. Another stanza says, false prophets are lying, those true they are denying that Jesus the Christ is our God. Though this generation spurs God's revelation, we walk where the apostles have thrown. Hallelujah! The day of redemption is there. Men's hearts are failing for fear. Be filled with the Spirit. Your lamps stream and clear. Look up, your redemption is near. That's a sign for you to know that Jesus is coming soon. To take us away so that his judgment can come and wipe all ungodliness away. In this the closing days of time,
watch out
that glorious hope upon
us.
Oh, wondrous truth of
life,
he shall reign. King of kings, Lord of lords, coming soon.
He's coming
soon.
He's coming soon.
We join. We welcome his return. It may be morning. It may be night or noon. We know. That's our hope. Caught up,
shall meet a faithful love.
This hope we cherish not in vain, but we love one another by his love. Hallelujah!
He's coming soon.
He's coming soon. We chant, we welcome his return. It may be
morning,
it may be night or noon.
though his love is true, this world is not my home. I'm just a passing through.
My treasure I laid up somewhere beyond the blue.
Up there,
the angels before me,
from heaven's open door,
and I can't
feel at home
in this world anymore.
Say it, everybody.
Oh, I know I have no friend like you. Heaven is on my
own,
then love what will I do?
Angels speak of me, from heaven's open door,
and I can't feel
at home. That is the song of a believer in this hour. Don't you ever expect anything will get better. Nothing will get better. Nothing. Satan knows his end is coming. Very soon he will be bound and put in a bottomless pit for 1,000 years. So he's doing everything to make human beings look like animals, fighting one another like animals. All manner of evil in the land now is getting worse and worse and worse. So what you do is just look up. Your redemption is near. Get closer. Get closer to the cross. Get closer to the cross. Hold unto God's unchanging hands. Praise the Lord. From Kaduna, Brother Daniel. Pastor, I have two questions to ask, please. One, can you differentiate between healing and deliverance? Two, the man had a beautiful girl that Peter and Paul healed of leprosy. Was he baptized before the healing took place? Thank you. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Listen, church. Listen. In John chapter 6. Jesus Christ turned bread, multiplied bread, five bread, used it and fed 5,000. They ate until surplus. Listen, then, the next day again, the crowd came looking for him. And Jesus said, when they were asking him, Master, where did you go? Well, we have been looking for you. Because they went where the miracle took place yesterday, they didn't see him. And he made this statement. You seek me, not because you saw the miracles, but because you did eat of the bread and you were filled. Listen, he said, you seek me. It's not because of the miracle you seek me, but because of the bread you ate. So if you think very well, I've explained it several times in this ministry, it means you are supposed to seek him because of the miracle. When you receive a miracle, it's God's own way of calling your attention to seek him. So when they healed that man at the gate beautiful, it is expected that man will now begin to ask them, come. What happened? Because, follow that story very well. When they were asking what happened, Peter was explaining that Jesus that you people dealt with, it is by his name that this power took place. So God used it to preach a message. And that person that received that miracle is supposed to seek after that Jesus. So every miracle you receive is God's own way of calling your attention. And that is why believers, God don't deal with you with miracles anymore. The church shall live by faith. Miracles are for unbelievers, so that they will see a reason to seek our God. When you have a father-son relationship, you are now having the spirit of adoption. You are given the power. You ask the Father anything and he will do it for you.
But a miracle is unexpected. And it is for only unbelievers. That's why the way God deals with you when you first give your life to Christ, after some time, He will stop it. Now, you will do some fasting small. And now, you will now follow His principles. So, the person asking for Kaduna, that is why. Now, did he baptize? There is no record whether he baptized or not, but he is expected to baptize. The difference between healing and deliverance. Healing and deliverance, they go together. You are sick because you are under a bondage. Listen, you are sick because you are under a bondage. And as long as you are under that bondage, all that goes with that bondage will follow you. So, when a demon is cast out from you, you have been under the bondage of that spirit. And that spirit can put all manner of things in you that will disturb your life. So, to cast out that spirit away from you is deliverance from that power. Healing is restoration of what that bondage has destroyed in your life. So there is healing and deliverance. God bless you. From Cameroon, Sister Mercy Wanko. Hello, Pastor Shalom. I just want to ask a question about water baptism. I've been baptized in my church for about 10 years today. And the baptism was carried out in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. And from your messages, you said it's not correct. That it should be done in the name of Jesus. And in my church, I was taught that baptism is once in a lifetime. So what should I do now in this case? Anything you have done that is wrong, at any stage of your life, you have opportunity to correct, you correct it. So you baptize wrongly, therefore, go and baptize. The name of the Father and of the Son and the Holy Ghost, that name is the Lord Jesus. If you have caught that revelation, go and re-baptize. God bless you from Cameroon. Mercy. Praise the Lord. Can we stand up, church?